Please be seated. Just one or two things to say before we start our service. Obviously, with current restrictions, please keep your masks on as much as possible. We are permitted to remove them for singing, but I would ask you to be mindful of those who are around you, that if you do take your mask off to sing, that you are not singing into the face of anybody other than your family group, if I can just put it that way. So thank you for that. And just to remind everybody, Christmas Day morning at 10 o'clock, we will have a Zoom Christmas Day morning service. That's 10 o'clock Christmas Day morning on Zoom. So there won't be a service here on Boxing Day, just so that everybody is aware. And as usual, I want to welcome everybody to our carol service. We have come together as a family of God on this place and on Zoom, and we're recording the service so that we can put it up on YouTube afterwards for others to view in due course. But all of us are in our Father's presence, whether we're here physically or on Zoom. When we're here to celebrate the great festival of Christmas, in this service we hear and receive the good news of the birth of Christ, and we offer to our God our thanksgiving in the joyful singing of carols. Now, we've got our Advent wreath here, and in a change to the published programme, Catherine, can I ask you to come and light the candles for me? There's a box of matches. But we light the four red candles today. The first candle represents hope of Jesus coming again. And the second candle represents the gift of the Bible, the light of the Bible to us. And the third candle, John the Baptist, the messengers of God to us. And the fourth candle represents our calling. We are called to be the light of the world. And that's oh, there we go. Thanks very much, Catherine. So now we come to sing our first carol, which is O Come, All Ye Faithful. Thank you. Let us pray. Lord, we pray for each person here and each family represented tonight here and on Zoom. We give thanks that you hold every single one of us in your hand. And we pray that as we join together in your presence here, we will take the blessing we receive out into the cold night air, then back into the warmth of our families, so that our Christmas will be truly filled with your spirit. Amen. Our choir is now going to sing a carol for us, but it's a virtual choir. And a number of people here and a number of people from Carey Baptist, where Paul Greenaway, our moderator, comes from, recorded the carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So we're going to see that performed now. If you do want to join in with the virtual choir, then you're welcome to do so, particularly in the chorus.
Prophet foretells the coming of the Saviour. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadows of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
And we sing now the carol, "Unto us a boy is born, King of all creation."
Gabriel salutes the Virgin Mary. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came into her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favoured, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Our next carol is Love Came Down at Christmas.
St. Luke tells of the birth of Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
We sing now, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Oh,
still.
The dear Christ enters in.
The fourth reading is from St. Luke 2. The shepherds go to the manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger.
Our next carol is See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw.
To Bethlehem to see the Lord.
Somebody once wrote, "There is not enough darkness in all the world to put out the light of even one small candle." And candles have been a traditional part of Christmas for centuries. The Advent candles, the Advent ring that we lit at the start of our service. And even as presents are stored under the tree and children nestled down for the night, candles are placed in windows all over the world. This Christmas tradition of burning a candle in the window, why? Where does it come from? What is its relevance? Well, lighting a candle and placing it in one's window is a common tradition that dates back many, many years. The tradition grew from the Irish, whose faith was outlawed by British priests attempting to repress the Irish Catholics, preventing them from practicing their faith. As a result, the priests went underground, traveling and worshipping in secret. Irish Catholics began lighting candles in their windows and leaving their doors unlocked at Christmas as a sign it was safe for a priest to visit under the cover of darkness. Although the meaning of lighting a candle may have been lost by some over the years, it is still continued, as we said, by families all over the globe. But now the significance of lighting the candle differs per person. Some people light candles for religious reasons, some for remembrance, some for family tradition, or simply as a lovely festive decoration. Often, a candle has been placed in a window when a family member was away or somebody had died to remember them, letting them know they are missed. Over the last couple of years, we've lit candles in our windows, thinking of people, the NHS, other things to think about. And it's a touching tradition that families, that helps families remember what loved ones during the busyness of Christmas. Historically, houses were situated on dark country roads, and the sight of a candle burning in the window was used as a sign of welcome to weary travellers or those coming to visit. So candles have been a sign of welcome to others, an extended arm of friendship and hospitality. Even bed and breakfast hosts have been known to light candles in windows to guide travellers to their doors and announce there were beds available. The sense of welcome symbolised by a lit candle in the window was a practice that spread quickly to hotels, inns and homes throughout the years. We're now going to distribute to you, each of you, a little lead candle. So if Trevor and Steve, you can come down and pick up the box. These candles are brand new, not been out of their boxes, so we are safe to take one each as they come round. So if you could just take a candle, receive a candle. And we just got a little bit of music to listen to while that happens. Thank you. on the base of the candle is a little switch. As we hold the lighted candle, Abba Father, we hold this candle in our hands, remembering that you are the light of the world, lighting our lives even at the darkest of times. Be with each one of us now as we treasure the memories the light of these candles bring and look forward to Christmas Day and the celebration of your birth. Amen. We would ask each one of you to take your candle home and put it in a window this Christmas time. We're now going to sing the well-known carol, Away in a Manger. Please be seated. And Stephanie, can we have the lights back on, please? If any of you have a friend or a neighbour who you would like to give a candle to, there are some at the, on the front pew of the church. So at the end of the service, if you want to do that, have somebody to give it to, do come take another candle so that you can give it to a friend or neighbour. What we're now going to look at is a video called A Christmas Prayer, but it reminds us of the essence of Christmas. We now sing Silent Night. Thank you.
The wise men are led by the star to Jesus. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
We sing now, "As of with gladness, men of old."
Treasures bring.
Our final reading is not from the Bible. It's actually from Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol. I think most of you here will know the story of the Christmas Carol of Scrooge, how at the start of the story, he was bah humbug. He felt that if the poor couldn't look after themselves, well, the workhouses were there for them. But through the messages that he received during that story, he saw the light and his life changed. The story is actually an allegory for us when we come to recognize Christ as our Lord and Savior and the change that he can bring into his heart. And the words that we finish with in terms of our reading are these. At the end of the story, it says, Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all and infinitely more. And it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well. If any man alive possessed the knowledge, may that truly be said of us and all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone. So may that truly be said of us that we know how to keep Christmas well. And God bless us, everyone. And we're going to turn the lights out now for our last carol, which is the First Noel. Loving Father, help us to remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven, for Jesus' sake. Amen.